When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, James Gale here with you. The following is a clip from today's Sleeper King Fantasy Football Podcast. Enjoy. All right, if we want to talk about a deep sleeper, let's talk about Antonio Gibson. Now, this guy is an absolute, you know, he's a dart throw. Okay, we know about Antonio Gibson, the player, converted wide receiver, blah, 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 blah. All right, New England's taken on Buffalo. So I want to start the analysis by saying Ramondre Stevenson is a hard fade this week. The Pats are a 14-point dog, and I want you guys to if you guys have been listening to this podcast, I've talked about it a lot. Stevenson does not do well in negative game scripts, right? He had a 9.5 PPR point performance just last week in a 14-point loss where the Patriots lost 30-17. And on the season, in the five games, the Patriots have lost by 7 or more points. It's not even that much, 7 or more. Ramondre is averaging just 5.16 PPR points per game. He has zero double-digit PPR performances in those five games. Now, if it's a close game, my dude's balling out. He's averaging more than 17 PPR points per game with multiple 20-point games on the docket as well. But I say this to say that the reverse correlation, if that makes any sense, is not necessarily true with Antonio Gibson. Gibson does play more, and he does score a little bit more in blowouts, but it's not a great like one-for-one matching up thing because the team has really experimented with Jamichael Hasty as the primary backup to Ramondre. So I go and look at the timeshare and the opportunities and all. Again, they lost by 14 points, right? Last week, Jamichael Hasty only played on 2 offensive snaps. Gibson took home 15 snaps. That was 30% snap share. So, and by the way, that game was very close in the first half. If Buffalo jumps out to a big lead, which could totally happen, Gibson's snap share could push 50%. The Bills, meanwhile, by the way, if they do build a big lead, what's going to happen? They're going to have to throw that football, right? And the Bills, they've given up the most receptions and the most receiving yards to running backs this year. Man, if it is Antonio Gibson in the backfield catching passes from Drake May, very easily could I see Antonio Gibson taking home, I don't know, 4 grabs for 35 yards. He chips in another 30 on the ground. And we're cooking, right? Double-digit PPR performances, right? We're talking maybe, I don't know, what are we talking here? 60 total yards, 4 grabs. We get to 10. Again, deep sleeper, right? In most leagues, you're not going to be playing this guy, but if you're in a deeper league, 14-team league, very competitive league, your running back situation is a mess. I mean, maybe you got David Montgomery. And there ain't no running backs out there. Antonio Gibson is out there. Okay, Antonio Gibson is out there. And if we're taking a shot in the dark and you want some kind of upside, this guy could be it. And again, I'm laying out a median projection of 10. What about if he just falls into the end zone? It's a complete blowout, garbage time, and he gets into the end zone. Now we're cooking. 16 points, 17 points, 18 points. You know what I mean? Antonio Gibson has some interesting upside against Buffalo. Now, the reason he's a deep sleeper is, dude, what's his floor? His floor is literally like 2 or 3 points. I get it. I totally get it. I'm not that confident in Antonio Gibson, right? Because Jermichael Hasty still lurks. By the way, Buffalo does tend to play down to their level of competition. This game could end up being closer, and Ramondre could end up in a, you know, closer game script. Who knows? But I did want to throw that out there.